He's a dad. He's a designer. He's the guy who can make your house a home. And maybe make your husband a little handier.
No, you're not.
This is the Frank Fontana Show.
Because I'm going to make this place your home.
On Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Welcome back to the show, folks. Thanks for hanging out with us. We're here till 3 o'clock. You can follow us online at frankfontana.net or on Facebook's, Instagram, Twitter. Just Google Frank Fontana on all those social media sites and you'll see us pop up. We're continuing our Italian theme special here this Sunday, the Chicago Marathon Sunday. A little bit later in the show, we're going to be talking to some marathoners who ran and support HIV awareness. We're going to see how it's what it's like to be one of those runners, because, God, I only run when I'm being chased, really. And occasionally on a treadmill for fitness, but I couldn't imagine running the distance in the under these climates. And you know, these guys just killing it out there. I love it. So you know, I'm a fan of design and all things amazing and imported. And I often get these great emails from a company called Via Venezia, and they are an importer of fine textiles from Italy. And joining me is the owner, right?
I am the partner, the exclusive American partner of the textiles.
So you're an owner of some sorts?
Sure.
And I'm going to say your last name, and I think I said it right, Don Papakidiaku?
Frank, that's perfect.
There you go. See, I've been studying. I actually have a little cheat sheet in front of me. That's what it is.
No.
I couldn't tell you. I didn't want to take all the credit, but Joe broke it down phonetically for me so that I could pronounce it.
Perfect. Perfect.
How you doing, Don?
Great. I'm doing great. Thanks for having
me. Yeah,
I'm
glad to finally get you in. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Listen to it all the time.
Yeah. Well, I thank you for that. Tell us about your company.
So I come from a visual merchandising background, and several years ago I was hired by the late legendary Judy Niedermeyer, the designer, to be her vendor buyer. And at that time is when we discovered these luxurious Italian textiles.
And they are luxurious, folks. I'm looking at the lookbook, and we have some samples here in our studio. I mean, absolutely gorgeous. You could tell the quality from here. Like, I'm 10 feet away from it, and I can tell the quality. Jen, let me feel that for you. Yeah. Jen is playing Vanna White right now.
I am. I have my Vanna arm.
Yeah, that's cool. I love it. So some of the purposes for these, tell me about bedspreads, pillow covers.
Yep. All of the above. We do several sizes in pillows, bedspreads, wall hangings, table runners, tablecloths. We have our retails across the nation and Canada. We also are represented by designer Linen Source in the Merchandise Mart, 1487.
Who's your clientele? Talk to me about that person walking in buying a Via Venezia textile.
Well, we have a large variety of clientele. We do a lot with the trade, so a lot with interior designers. It's definitely the luxury customer. We have our people who actually consider these soft sculptures and collect them.
I was going to say, because they're not just textile. It's not just fabric. It's there's art. It's gorgeous.
There definitely is art, and it's a very long, intricate process to the production. The fabrics are either silk, velvet, sateen, linen, and the sateen linen is custom made for our studio in Venice.
What's that like, that Venice studio? Tell me, walk me through the experience of being a woman from Chicago who gets into this business, and now all of a sudden you're on the, you know,
transform,
and you're in Italy, and you're in Venice, and oh my gosh, it's like a dream. It's like
a dream.
Eat, Pray, Love. You know, it's like you're going there and you're experiencing the world through your craft, and you stumble into this, you know, fabric. Like, walk me through the experience for you.
Well, it is a dream come true. I come from a background of textiles, whether it be home decor or apparel. And like I said, I had the opportunity to work with this line several years ago until recently in 2015 is when we launched Via Venezia. And I was offered partnership for the line and studio. Being in Venice, of course, if anyone's, you know, it has opened up a book or has had
or
the
seen
opportunity
a movie
to travel.
Right.
It is absolutely like a fairy tale. Our studio is nestled in the canals of Venice in a very old warehouse that dates back to the 1500s.
Do you need to take a boat to get there?
No. You can walk.
I've never been. I'm curious.
Okay. So we'll have to do some sort of show in the studio, perhaps.
I would love that. Can we broadcast via
Italy? I have my passport at home. I can go over there and get it right now.
Go get that.
That would be an experience.
Does our budget cover this? Can we just like figure it out and just go?
We'll ask.
Half and half. Yeah. Something. Yeah. You have to make it hit. It is so worth it. The studio in itself. Okay. Venice is dreamy. That's like a fairy tale. But then the studio has such history, and the owner renovated it many years ago.
Is there photos in this lookbook here?
Yep.
Yeah, and so this is it right there?
Yep, and you could see those photos also on our website.
What is the website address? So people who are listening can kind of dream with us.
So it's viavenetiatextiles.com.
Spell that for us.
V-I-A, Venezia, V-E-N-E-Z-I-A, textiles, TEXTILES.com.
And you can go over to Frank's Instagram. We posted some of the amazing designs that we have here in studio. You can go straight to their Instagram account or their website. So head on over and look at that, guys, because it's pretty amazing.
And I'll give you just a little description just looking at the photos. So you got these beautiful old rough timber beams ahead over your head, exposed brick on the walls. It looks like some type of, tile floors that have just been worn perfectly. Everything in there is kind of got that slightly distressed. And you have this like giant, looks like a hawk or an eagle sculpture.
That's original to the studio.
Really? Mm-hmm. Was this an old art studio?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Turned now fabric studio.
Right. And that's where all the fabrics are hand-dyed, hand-painted, and hand-pressed. We have a custom-engineered machine that presses all the patterns onto the silk linen or silk velvet.
Folks, this is gorgeous stuff. I'm sitting here flipping through, and I'm looking at some of the photos. It's so rich. I mean, it's—I hate to have such a cliche, reference, but it's very Versace-esque in the quality and the look. Typical of what you'd see with a fine Italian design.
Yes.
So this is really cool stuff. We actually do have to take a quick break. This segment is sponsored by ComEd, by the way. When we come back, we'll learn more about Via Venezia and their amazing textiles and how things run over there. I want to learn about the creative process because for a design geek like me, of course, I'm going to get excited by that.
It's fascinating.
All right, we'll be right back. Welcome back to the Frank Fontana Show, broadcasting live from Venice, Italy today. I wish. But we are talking about some amazing textiles made in Venice, Italy. Via Venezia Tile. Textiles are in the studio. Dawn is here. I lost my cheat sheet. Last name again, Dawn.
Hey, Papa Kiriakou.
Papa, it's an easy one.
It's an easy last name. Papa Kiriakou.
Just rolls off the tongue.
See? Papa Kiriakou. Just like that.
It's so perfect.
Well, thanks for coming in. I appreciate this on our Italian theme show today, with Columbus Day being tomorrow. We wanted to kind of pay homage to the Italian culture, and this really speaks to true old world Italian design.
The artistry.
What we were just talking about off air here was how everything's made. Walk me through the process. How old is the company, and the way these patterns are actually transferred onto the fabrics themselves is amazing. Why don't you explain to us how that works?
It is. It's a 3-day process. It's very intricate. The studio has a library of hand-illustrated, hand-carved wooden blocks that are stamped onto the fabric to create the pattern.
So I'm visualizing this like...
It's a room.
How big is a block? Like 2 foot by 3 foot?
It could vary on the block, but the
block. So let's take, for instance, the tiger.
Yeah. That's about the average size of a block. They're all really the same. So the process is we work in two fabrics, silk, velvet, or the sateen linen. The sateen linen is custom made for our studio exclusively. So we roll out the fabric, dye it. Everything's hand-dyed, and the dyes are handmade along with the paints.
So, like, how many of the old Italian ladies are sitting in there, like, doing this, wringing it and putting it out there?
Frank, it is one person at a time.
One person at a time.
Wow.
Yeah. God bless.
It has to be. Because
so these are made to order.
They are custom.
They're custom. Yeah.
And boy, that studio is head on. We ship to our retailers on time and complete, and they just do a magnificent job for how intricate the pieces are. Once they're dyed, the paint is applied to the blocks, so it's stamped in our custom engineered machine three times to create the full pattern. And then finally, for the fine details at the end, our artists will go in and fill in the eyes or claws or some foliage.
Because I notice the outlines aren't all perfect.
Right. And they're not supposed to be. These are all unique, one of a kind. They're known to be soft sculptures. So our trade knows these. They collect them. They collect them for the pattern stories. Each pattern has a story, an old story.
What I want to know is, who was the original visionary behind the patterns, and where did they say, well, if we took, because there's some Indian influence, there's some Asian influence, then there's some really traditional turn of century Renaissance type of looks mm-hmm. to some of these patterns. Mm-hmm. Who was the visionary behind that said, these are my 20-something designs or 30-something designs, or how many are there? I'm not sure.
There's pages in pages, the book.
Pages, right.
So I have never even sat down to count all the designs, but I do have to say you're right. You could see that snake over there. That is influenced from the Renaissance era, where they used to use exotic animals from the New World in their paintings. The carpet tiger there that you see, that has a really interesting story. It talks about the travels of the Tibetan immigrants, how they used to take their tiger skins and cover all their valuables to protect them while
really?
They were in transit. And you could also see that Hakusai wave. So our studio was influenced by Hakusai, the Japanese artist. So we have a huge following for that.
Very famous imagery.
Right.
Known, you would understand. You might not know the name, but you'll know the waves and the, you see
Absolutely.
It in modern day tattoo art a lot.
Yes.
And folks, we are talking about Via Venezia Textiles. You can go to their website. You can also log on to WGNradio.com/watch, and you can watch what we're talking about right now.
Yeah.
So you can put a little picture to the words here.
Yeah.
So what is the next step for you guys? I mean, these are definitely one, custom elements. It's never going to be in a big box store. It's never going to be, right? I mean, unless you guys are planning that.
Mm. Not necessarily right now, though we do have quite a few retailers across the nation.
Where could people walk into a location and touch and feel and see what we're talking about?
So I would suggest, if you have the opportunity, to grab your interior designer.
Or call me. I can do it for you.
Okay, Frank. Call Frank and run down to the Chicago Merchandise Mart. Go up to the 14th floor, 1487, and talk to Jody, the owner. She has the entire line there. You could touch it, you could see it, you could feel it. She could help you with questions. And
from start to finish, once I put an order in, how long am I waiting for my custom fabric?
Our stores wait only 4 weeks.
That's not bad.
No.
That's pretty standard, if not even better than standard terms.
So order comes in here in America. They send the order overseas to Italy. Our little Italian grandmothers are making it. I don't know if they're grandmothers, but that's the vision
really.
I have in my head. Like the old ladies is sitting there wringing the fabrics.
Know what? That's a good vision.
I have that visual.
Don't you
perfectly ingrained in my head right now. Yeah.
So we'll go and find
go with that one.
We're just going to go with it. Yeah.
Right. And then you got the old, sweaty Italian guy putting the press down. A cigar hanging out the side of his mouth.
Yeah.
Drinking a little red wine.
I think that job sounds good.
Have you brought your family with you over there?
Yes. They've been. We've walked through the studio. We have two other kids, so a total of three.
So we know who's the favorite.
Yeah, I was going to say, she's the favorite, obviously.
Well, the other two are being educated, so they're not here.
But they would
smooth.
Be.
That
they would
smooth.
Be. Right,
and when you're young, you take some things for granted. So you drag them, through Europe, and they're like,
Do you realize the cultural experience you're getting from your mother? And your father, by the way.
Oh, my God.
And what a great last name you have. What do people call it for short? Like, and how old are you?
I'm 15.
You're 15.
And
okay.
People call me like Nina P, or they just won't even try. They say like Papa.
I was gonna say what has been only because so my last name's Duddleston, so I've had it.
I call you Jenna D.
Jenna D. It's just easy. What has been the worst way someone's pronounced your last name?
And you can say mine because I said it at the top of the show and I butchered the hell out of it.
He did. But like, what is that you've experienced?
You know what? I probably could write a book.
Yeah.
I will tell you that come kindergarten for the kids, they used to cry. Do we have to write the last name? The whole last name?
But it makes you unique.
Yeah. I mean. And it's an icebreaker, right?
It really is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Well, Dawn, thank you so much. It's so awesome to learn about a company I've been looking at for a while now, getting emails and you know, just and getting inspiration from. We definitely got to come in and check it out in person.
Please do.
Let's try to make that live remote from the Venice studio happen.
You can count me in.
That would be cool.
I'm going to send in my request.
Please do. I'm there.
That'd be awesome.
Just give me like a couple month notice.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, that's
make
it.
Make it happen.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll do a little bit of news.